Brilliant Audio presents
Night Gardening by E.L. Swan to C.G.K. If I cannot accept the real as real, then how do I accept a dream as a dream? Priest Taigyo, an itinerant 12th century poet monk. Chapter 1. Tristan Mallory. If you wish to make anything grow, you must understand it. And you must understand it in a very real sense. Russell Page, The Education of a Gardener. Tristan Mallory looked in the rearview mirror of his truck as he switched lanes. Good. Peter, with Roger just two cars behind, was negotiating to get into the right lane. Hopefully he would not miss the exit for 93 as he did last time. The notion of a 19-year-old kid endlessly circling Boston on Route 128 with $100,000 worth of grading equipment in a truck was an unsettling one. Tristan himself hauled a few tons of stone, a remarkable stone that was the offspring of the geological version of a shotgun marriage, first forged in some Paleozoic cauldron when an ocean plate took a dive into a trench and came up with scraps from which the future Appalachian and Caledonian mountains would be built. When Scotland, along with the rest of Europe, decided to break off from North America and sail majestically eastward at the stately pace of a few inches per millennium, this lovely, deep gray stone with slate-blue markings was left on both edges of the newly formed continents. Last night, Tristan had talked with Luigi, who had promised to have his men there to help with the unloading. Luigi would then cut the stone so that Tristan could lay them in a half-split, half-saw pattern, which he felt gave a lovely texture to paths in lawns that tended toward the overly manicured, as was the case with this garden.